from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. It's a crime that would make any parent cringe, but police say not this one. A mom from Michigan has been accused of shaving her own son's head and drugging him so she could rake in online donations. Now she's been charged with child abuse. ABC's Ken Rogalski reports from outside Detroit.
A suburban Detroit mother is alleged to have spiked her own son's applesauce with opiates to make it appear he had leukemia. She's jailed on $100,000 cash bond. Elizabeth Carmack is her sister-in-law.
I think it is sick and disgusting, and I hope that she rots in jail.
Carol Schneufels is accused of scamming about $7,500 from sympathizers. She even received funeral expenses. Ken Rogalski, ABC News, Roseville, Michigan.
Federal regulators have found the cause of last May's big flash crash when the Dow lost nearly 1,000 points in mere minutes.
There was no market manipulation, no fat finger typo, as some had suspected. Instead, regulators traced the sudden drop to a single sell order. The market was already under stress when a mutual fund, trying to hedge against losses, ordered its computers to sell $4 billion worth of futures contracts. Manually entering the trade could have taken 5 hours. Computers did it in 20 minutes, so fast the market became flooded with orders to sell. Regulators have since recalibrated market circuit breakers, and the report says the SEC will have to determine whether that's enough. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Obama announcing that White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is resigning.
In the last 20 months, Rahm has exceeded all of my expectations. It's fair to say that we could not have accomplished what we've accomplished without Rahm's leadership.
The announcement was made in the East Room, and former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie says it's too formal a setting for that, especially since Emanuel is leaving to run for the mayor of Chicago. New York got it this morning. Boston's getting it now. Heavy rain and strong winds left over from Tropical Storm Nicole. Dow's up 38, NASDAQ up 2. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot has Filtrete Red Microallergen Air Filters for just $9.97. This new lower price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. In fact, a fresh filter every 3 months helps your heating system last longer and could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Filtrete filters, now $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Is it just us, or is Kohl's charge card better than other stores? Being from Kohl's, we're partial, so we asked around. Ma'am, is it just us, or does getting extra savings with your Kohl's charge rock?
No, it totally rocks.
Miss, is it just us, or is it sweet that your Kohl's charge discount doesn't exclude anything, even designer and national brands?
No, it's really sweet.
So, it's not just us. Well, actually, it is. Save an extra 15%, 20%, or even 30% on everything when you open or use your Kohl's charge during Kohl's grand opening sale going on now. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Justice Elena Kagan has taken her seat on the Supreme Court in front of a packed courtroom that included President Obama. The session today was only ceremonial. The real term starts next week on the traditional first Monday in October. Mother Nature called the shots on day one of the Ryder Cup golf tournament in Wales.
The best golfers of the U.S. and Europe squared up for a couple of hours in the morning and the evening. But for the 7 hours in the middle, they sat in the Celtic Manor clubhouse and watched the rain come down. It was a messy start to the 38th Ryder Cup tournament, and it leaves a lot of catch-up play over the weekend, and that means earlier starts if this tournament is to finish as scheduled Sunday evening. It's still possible it could all wind up on Monday, something that's never happened before at the Ryder Cup. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Remember the movie they made about the guy who invented intermittent wiper blades? When's the movie about the guy who invented the rolling luggage coming out? Bernard Sadow says he is the one who came up with the idea, says the first version was more like a suitcase on a leash, and he says people laughed at him for it.
The traffic stopped, the guy leaned out, and he said, "Hey, mister, your dog died." People weren't used to seeing somebody pulling a piece of luggage like that.
Eventually, he got the formula right, and he says his first real suitcase on wheels was unveiled 40 years ago today. This is ABC News.
This year, I will stop waiting for things in my house to break.
And end up paying twice as much to fix them.
I will winterproof my house.
And save on heating bills.
I will fix all leaky faucets.
And running toilets.
And save on my water bill.
I will go to Ace.
And put this project
on the to-done list.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Right now, get two 12-ounce containers of Great Stuff Big Gap Filler for $6 at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating stores September 29th through October 31st. See store for details.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. I'm Jenna Lane. Arson investigators are picking through the rubble at a school in Richmond. A suspicious fire this morning destroyed the cafeteria at De Anza High, where classes are in session. Tesla Motors officially takes over the former NUMMI plant in Fremont today. A few dozen people are working there now. The manufacturer of electric cars hopes to hire 1,000 over the next few years. State workers who've been forced to take unpaid days off because of budget crises are waiting on a court ruling expected Monday. The state Supreme Court is considering whether the governor has the authority to order furloughs, which have amounted to a 14% pay cut for 200,000 people. Ryan Craig has KGO traffic now.
And good afternoon, Jenna. In Petaluma, 101 North after Old Redwood Highway, a vehicle went about 100 feet over the side. Traffic is backed up to Petaluma Boulevard South, and 101 South is backed up over the Cotati Grade into Rohnert Park. Guys, some things can't wait, like saving big on the best brands at the JCPenney Men's Wardrobe Sale. Get to the men's store inside JCPenney or visit jcp.com to see everything on sale, JCPenney. The Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KGOradio.com. I'm Ryan Craig, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I usually ignore most of these, but, you know, I realize they do present interesting perspectives on science. These are the Ig Nobel Awards. This is not the Nobel Awards, the Ig Nobel Awards. Where'd this start? At Harvard? It's hosted by the Annals of Improbable Research Journal. And these are often poking fun in a way at science, but by the same token, telling you the variety of things that go on in science. And, for instance, the Medicine Prize went to University of Amsterdam researchers for discovering that breathing difficulties brought on by asthma can be alleviated by repeated roller coaster rides and creating, that adrenaline sense which can help dilate your lung tubes. Physics went to somebody in New Zealand, University of Otago, because they found out you don't slip as much on an icy footpath if you wear your socks outside your shoes. The biology prize was interesting. Went to collaborators from China and Bristol University, found the first example of purposeful oral sex in animals, that females who performed oral sex on their mates copulated for longer. These are fruit bats. It's the first documented case of that by adult animals other than humans. Opens questions about whether female animals can manipulate males via sexual activity. The Peace Prize, and I did this study, I thought this was interesting. The Peace Prize, they confirmed that swearing relieves pain. Do you remember that? They had people, they experimentally induced pain and had them yell, "Oh, fudge," or yell what most of you would yell in pain. And people who yelled, "Oh, fudge," it hurt more than people got to yell, you know, the normal expletives that they liked to yell. Let's see, Engineering Prize. I think this is pretty cool. They wanted to monitor whale snot. All right, there, I said it. Now, how do you look for germs and bugs in whales at sea? What they did was they attached Petri dishes to the underside of small remote control helicopters, you know, the kind of things maybe you or your kids have, and would hover them over the blowholes on the whales. This is a slime mold experiment, and finding a slime mold moves around just like traffic patterns. Public Health Prize found germs cling to beards, I guess, and making more hirsute men a potential laboratory hazard. Let's see, Chemistry Prize, Economics. The Economics Prize was awarded jointly to the executives of Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and Merrill Lynch, AIG, and Magnetar for, quote, creating and promoting new ways to invest money, ways that maximize financial gain, minimize financial risk for the world economy, or for a portion thereof. All right. Here's a classic unexpected consequences. And, you know, we talk about that a lot in this program. We enact legislation not thinking about what's really going to be the effect. Texting, text messaging while driving bans may be resulting in an increase in crashes. So not only may they be ineffective, this is coming from the Highway Loss Data Institute, but may make things worse, and we'll look into a little why. First of all, in states where texting while driving is illegal, there's an increase in the frequency of insurance claims filed on the collision coverage for damage to vehicles and crashes. They compared California, Washington, Minnesota, Louisiana before and after texting bans took place, and it got worse. It could be that drivers who continue to text while driving, and ignoring the law, of course, are doing it more surreptitiously, and they hide their phones from view of other drivers and law enforcement, and that thereby increases the risk of an accident even more. I can understand that. Right, normally, if you're in a state where texting's fine, you hold the phone up over the dashboard so you think you're looking at the road and looking at your phone at the same time, and you text away. Now you got to hold it down at your lap next to your seat. You got to keep looking down at it, okay? This just reminds me, you know, we were on this the day it all happened when everybody started saying, oh, no, you can't hold a cell phone in your car. Oh, hands-free cell phones, that's better. And I said that was nonsense. And it turns out it is nonsense, and yet so many states still have a law that says it's okay to be on a cell phone if it's hands-free, but not if you hold it, when study after study finds it doesn't matter. It's a distraction of the conversation. Not only that, there are other distractions in cars everybody wants to ignore that also we know cause accidents, like billboards. See, politicians haven't got the guts to ban billboards. That's stepping on business, big business, you see. So we'll let that be. Here's something else maybe no one thought about, although I did, and we thought about this earlier when health care reform got passed. It's going to worsen the shortage of physicians because there will be millions of newly insured patients that are going to be seeking care. The problem with just looking at the numbers, because medical schools are gearing up to produce more physicians, overall maybe we have too many. Why? Because doctors are free to practice where they want. And doctors want to live in places that are nice, right? They don't want to live on a Canadian border where it's cold. They want to live where it's warm and nice, right? So when they do that, there are too many doctors, and you are overserved by physicians in many areas of this country, which, unlike any other aspect of retail, raises the prices because doctors invest in the mini surgery suites and the MRI machines, and refer more patients, and costs go up with competition. Here's one of those correlation things. I just wanted to tell you this because you've been listening to this program. You're smart enough to understand that if I say, let's compare people who drink wine to people who don't drink wine, and say, ooh, look at the wine drinkers are healthier, you cannot ignore the fact that people who drink wine have more money, better health care, have more access to doctors, have higher and better lifestyles, blah, blah, blah. Same with vitamins. Every double-blind study that I know of, every major double-blind study where some people get vitamins, some people get phony vitamins or placebos, has failed. Vitamins are worthless for cancer, heart disease, and everything we've measured. In some cases, may make matters worse. And yet, here in Sweden, they're still doing studies finding that women who take multivitamins compared to those who don't may get a slight benefit and completely ignore the fact that who can afford $150 a month for vitamins other than people who have money? So a completely worthless piece of research here, published in a pretty good nutrition journal, that does not advance us. And why, once again, you're a researcher. You know about the double-blind studies. Why would you put up something like this, waste your time, money, and effort, and all the people in a study to prove absolutely nothing? This is also correlation, but it's my favorite drug, coffee and tea. You have a decreased likelihood of developing the most common form of malignant brain tumor, study of 500,000 European adults. Adds evidence to a U.S. study that links higher coffee tea intake to lower risk of gliomas. That's about 80% of malignant brain cancers. The problem here, again, is coffee drinkers are different. Tea drinkers are different than people who do neither. And, you know, they looked at diets to try to figure something out here, but we just don't know. We just don't know. Nevertheless, as more and more studies come in, they find the same thing and they do proper control, then we begin to learn. Do we have to go through this again? boob job in a bottle? This time it's like more than $200 for a gel that'll make you half a cup size bigger. And they show pictures of movie stars. Not that, you know, the movie stars in this particular picture have the breasts they do because of this gel, which is just coming out now. It's, and here's the deal. This, oh, you're supposed to rub it on your chest every day for 2 months, and then your breast will be firmer and up to 2.5 centimeters larger. The cream is called Boob Drop. And here's a funny thing, because this always reminds me of one of the funniest letters I ever got from a woman in the time I've been on the air. And she was one of these breast creams. You remember, they used to be very popular in America. She says, if I rub it on my breast, should I wear gloves? Because I don't want my hands to get bigger. It still makes me chuckle. Of course, the manufacturers are not giving any information out of tests they've carried out, not telling the exact ingredient and how it increases the size. And now some doctors say, well, it could be even dangerous. Well, we don't know what's in it. It's a fraud. You know that as well as I do. And yet here it is. And isn't that wonderful that Congress has let a loophole open up that allows this to happen? It's supposed to have wheat proteins and pentapeptides. And I say, bull. Now this, if I didn't see the pictures here, I'd have passed on this and laughed at it. This is a fashion statement. Spray-on clothing. Fantastic, as I watched it. Now, you've surely seen and going around the internet pictures where, you know, you can paint on your skin and make it look like you're wearing something. You know, the kind of thing they do at Burning Man or other festivals, and it's obvious a woman is wearing nothing and it's just paint. If you look carefully at the details, this is very different. This is like a spray-on fabric with a high elastic percentage in the spray, and you can spray on an outfit directly from an aerosol, create your patterns and your colors. The woman here, first person report, ticklish, not uncomfortable. Spray itself is short organic cotton fibers and polymers, binding them together without need for weaving or stitching. And solvents will keep in liquid form until it hits your body. And it's stretchy. And you can vary it by using wool, linen, acrylic fibers. And you can alter the styles by the spray. It dries instantly. And the woman raised her arms so her sleeves can be sprayed on, and it gets thicker and stronger as you put on different layers. And in the end, she could take it off. And looking at the picture, she pulled it away from her belly a little bit, and it hangs over her jeans just like, you know, just like cloth would. And it can be taken off and washed and reworn. If you get bored, you can dissolve it. The material can be used again to make something new. Quite remarkable, quite remarkable. Now, the story is coming from Europe. I've not seen this here, and it was invented at Imperial College in London, and it's called Fabrican, F-A-B-R-I-C-A-N. You'll look it up on the internet, see when it's coming to a store near you. Well, Governor Schwarzenegger, interesting move here. He just signed a bill, SB 1449, downgrading further the possession of an ounce or less of marijuana from a misdemeanor now to an infraction. It will spare petty pot offenders, court appearances, and criminal arrests, and it will save the state millions of dollars. It treats petty possession like a traffic ticket. No arrest record, maybe a $100 fine. Now, how is that different from legalization? Now, California, is going to vote on Prop 19 coming up soon. Now, Prop 19 leaves misdemeanor possession penalties in place for public use and smoking in the presence of kids. Under the bill the governor just signed, these offenses would be simple infractions. The governor, I think it's a political move, says he opposes decriminalization of recreational use, even though that decriminalization amounts to the same thing, and you would not be able to do it in public and in front of kids. His bill has nothing to do with that. And he said, but in time of drastic budget cuts, prosecutors, defense attorneys, law enforcement, of course, cannot afford to expend limited resources prosecuting petty pot offenses. Now, even when there's a lot of money in the state coffers, why is it worthwhile to spend money doing that when we have shown the unexpected consequences of these laws, which is to make it more enticing to young children? I believe if we change the rules and the laws, fewer people, young people, would use it. What do you think of that? Here comes another one. 2012, the U.S. is going to join the rest of the world in labeling cigarette packages with large photographs of amputated limbs, diseased organs, and other gruesome images. Now, what's that going to do? So here, University of Missouri researchers decided to induce either thoughts of mortality in students or thoughts about failing an exam. They offered the students a cigarette and measured their smoking intensity, the puff, volume, flow, etc. Bottom line, students who were heavy smokers reacted to thoughts of death, looking at these images, by taking even harder drags on their cigarettes. They subconsciously are attempting to dispel their negative mood with an enjoyable activity, i.e., they put this on the labels. It may make matters worse. People will smoke more. What do you think of that? All right, we come back. I want to talk to you quite simply. Here's the headline. Are we raising a generation of nincompoops? This is a fascinating look at our kids and the things they can and cannot do. And, oh, my gosh, this is going to shock you. I don't have very young kids anymore. You tell me. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
I used to work every night at breathing and sleeping better. I'm talking nighttime nasal congestion. I tried decongestants, hot showers, and boxes of tissues, but I finally exercised my right to breathe right. With new Breathe Right Advanced Nasal Strips, instantly my nose opened. I breathed better, slept better, and faced the next day with a new attitude.
Exercise your right to breathe right with new drug-free Breathe Right Advanced. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right, and it's your right too.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bare AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue, so you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bare AM, the morning pain reliever.
If you're one to head straight for the clearance items to get the best possible deal while shopping, you'll want to head into Sleep Train because the mattress inventory clearance sale is on now. Save 10, 20, and even 35% on a huge selection of Simmons and Sealy clearance mattresses. Every size and style is included too. Twin, full, queen, or king, firm, plush, and pillow top. And for a limited time at Sleep Train, take advantage of 24 months interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. No interest for 2 years on approved credit with just minimum payments when paid in full within 24 months. As always at Sleep Train, enjoy free same-day delivery when you buy before 2, and the crew will set up your new set and take away your old one for free. Sleep Train is so sure of its low prices that if you find a comparable mattress set for less, it'll beat that price by 5% for a full 100 days after your purchase. Sleep Train's inventory clearance sale is on now with the best selection of inventory mattresses anywhere. 25 years of superior service, best selection, and lowest prices guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program again. 1-800-548-TALK. Let's start with Alan. How you doing, Alan?
Question.
Alan? Yes, there you are. Go right ahead, sir.
There's a big article in a paper, our local paper, not long ago about Dr. Earl Mindell, who is a pharmacist, and has come up with this pill called Bactium, which is a colon cleanser, is what he claims to be. And you can gain much better health with this particular product than anything else on the market.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, you write Dr. Mindell and ask him for some evidence on there. He's a known commodity, you know, in, quote, the biz, and that is complete nonsense. There is nothing that will cleanse your colon, and if you wanted to, you could take heavy antibiotics, but I wouldn't recommend it. That's not good for you. What is it he's cleansing out of the colon? Isn't that funny, Alan? What is he claiming that you're cleansing? I love to hear the answers to these questions when you nail some of these people. What is your implication in that? What is he cleaning?
He claims that this will give you more than a lot of things on the market in order to. He claims that good health equals a good clean colon equals good health.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I mean, that goes back to the 19th century as a concept that Kellogg came up with. I don't know how to say it. I can say it a lot of different ways. I can say that's complete and total nonsense, and it is. Your colon has nothing to do with it. It comes from this horror autotoxicus, which was this concept that, oh, my gosh. I mean, and it's appealing, isn't it? Isn't it disgusting what happens inside our colons? Oh, my gosh. So let us get rid of all that. It's called going to the bathroom. And we're all going to be healthy. And it was thought that rotting matter in your intestines was the cause of all disease. And from that came a huge and booming business. There are people who go and get, you know, colonics, where they actually flush stuff up you and cleanse your colon. There's a huge market in detoxifying colon cleanser pills and teas and stuff like that. And, you know, Mr. Mindell is... you know, what can I say? He's a well-known commodity and has written a lot of books. And of course, I don't agree with just about, well, it's easy to say, oh, good nutrition is good for you, etc. But it's nonsense, Alan. Stay away from it. It's a lie. And if he claims anything that he does is helping with disease, he's breaking the law and you should report him. But often these people are experienced and they know what they cannot say. They can say, oh, helps you be healthy. That's legal. Congress said that even though you can be lying through your teeth, you can say that you can say anything about the structure and function of the body when talking about, you know, a supplement. So please be careful. Let's talk to Marie. How you doing, Marie?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry to be on the speakerphone, but I was afraid I'd be disconnected. I want to ask you a question about kidney stones. Can you tell... if you analyze the stones, can you tell what kind of what's producing them?
Yes, you know, it's interesting, and unfortunately, I think a lot of urologists, they don't really get into this too much because they figure it takes a long time to form a stone, and once you get the stone out, you know, blah blah blah. Most stones in America are made of calcium and something called oxalate. Now, oxalate can be found in certain foods. Like spinach, and there are certain vegetables have a lot of oxalate. You'd think we tell people to avoid those, and yet I can't promise you that that helps. Calcium. Well, then people stop using calcium. Well, now we found that actually calcium stones may be because you don't have enough calcium, and that the calcium comes out of your bones into your bloodstream and winds up in your urine. So one of the treatments is calcium citrate. Now, citrate is something you find in fruits, in citrus fruits, obviously. And there have been a couple of studies to find citrate can help, and some doctors are looking at will a little bit of lemon or lime help every day. Probably overall, the most important thing is make sure you're not getting dehydrated, and this would make a case for making sure you drink adequate amounts of water every day. I don't think it matters whether you're a tea, coffee drinker, water, milkshakes, etc., because dehydration and a higher concentration of urine allows these crystals to crystallize. You know, if you pour sugar in water, and all of a sudden the sugar can't dissolve anymore and the crystals of sugar form at the bottom of the glass. Same deal. We come back. Are we raising a generation of nincompoops? See what you think after the study. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Kim Foster. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and legislative leaders will be pushing ahead today on negotiations to eliminate California's $19 billion budget deficit. The lawmakers were scheduled to meet early in the afternoon after 5 hours of talks Thursday failed to break the record-long impasse on a budget that was supposed to take effect on July 1st. And federal regulators think they know what caused the stock market plunge several months ago that sent the Dow falling nearly 1,000 points in less than an hour. They say a trading firm used a computer sell order for a trade that was worth $1.4 billion that caused a chain of events. Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast, mostly foggy this morning, sunny in the afternoon, highs in the 70s. I'm Kim Foster, KGO Radio News.
You're a woman who believes each of us has a perfect soulmate. You believe that love grows more intense every day and lasts forever. You believe in experiencing life with a passion and boldness most women never know. Because you live intensely and love intensely, your diamond is Hearts on Fire.
Symbolize her spirit with a Hearts on Fire diamond from Shreve & Company Jewelers. Crafted from the top 1% of all diamonds, each one is cut and polished at 100 times magnification, 10 times the industry standard. The result is an explosion of brilliance like no other diamond.
Hearts on Fire. Wear one because you believe.
Hearts on Fire, the world's most perfectly cut diamond. Available at Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting Grant off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
Check out the signs. For sale signs on homes are going up and down more quickly. Home values are becoming more stable. And if you haven't heard, mortgage rates have reached a 50-year low. The timing couldn't be better. Right now, Fremont Bank is ready to help you buy a new home or save money in your current home with a low interest rate mortgage. At Fremont Bank, you'll find rates as low as 3.99% APR for a fixed rate mortgage. With this rate of 3.99% APR, there are no closing costs and no points. We don't tack on anything extra. And don't worry, if you need a loan for $200,000 or $2 million, we're here for you. Count on Fremont Bank for your mortgage, financial planning, and banking needs. Call 866-341-REFI to get started today. Rest easy knowing you're banking with a local community bank. Call us at 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 7/30/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Do you know if your doctor's office has a gerontoneurological podiatrist on staff? Probably not. So what kind of look would you get from the receptionist if you asked to see a dermatological pulmonohematologist? And how long do you think you'd have to wait to see a cardioendocrinological ophthalmologist? We think probably forever. And a day. At Kaiser Permanente, our primary care doctors, specialists, nurses, and technicians all link together. And shared digital information really lets them think and work as one. That's because we understand your hip bone is not just connected to your knee bone, it's connected to the rest of you. So everyone you see needs to be connected to everyone else who cares for your health from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And why nobody's better qualified to help next time you feel a touch of sciatica bursa tendonitis. That's what makes us Kaiser Permanente, and that's how we help you live well, be well, and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Mattress Discounter's Columbus Day mattress sale is going on now, but it ends, you guessed it, Columbus Day. Hurry in to save big. Queen-size Serta and Sealy mattress sets start at just $377. That's right, $377 for a queen-size set. Plus, get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But hurry, it all ends Columbus Day at Mattress Discounters.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Keep the fight against breast cancer moving. Make a contribution to Susan G. Komen for the cure to add the name of someone touched by breast cancer to the Napa number 56 Toyota. Join Napa in the fight against breast cancer. Visit Facebook.com/NapaKnowHow or NapaOnline.com.
Four-year-olds in pull-up diapers, five-year-olds in strollers, teens and preteens can't use a can opener or get ice out of an ice cube tray. College kids who've never done laundry, taken a bus alone, or even addressed an envelope. Are we raising nincompoops? These kids growing up in push-button technology, you know, have trouble with these things. Most cans, for instance, come with pull-tops. So as a woman here sees her daughter reaching for a can requires a can opener. She looks at it, befuddled, puts it away, and goes gets something else. A clothes hanger. Kids either, you know, throw their clothes on a floor, hang them on hooks, and actually can struggle with the mechanics of a clothes hanger. Take out drive-through meals, replace home cooking. It goes on and on. It talks about, you know, kids wearing these diapers and these the pull-up generation. You can pee in your pants. Well, we'll take care of it for you. Refrigerators have push-button ice makers. And here's the author of a best-selling book called The Dumbest Generation, contending that cyberculture is turning young people into know-nothings, that the absence of technology confuses kids faced with simple mechanical tasks. And even, you know, the loss of initiative. It says cell phones and Google means kids don't have to figure anything out or solve problems. They can look up whatever they need online or call mom and dad for step-by-step instructions. Kids don't need to know, you know, how to add Roman numerals, or they say they don't need to know cursive. They don't know how to look, don't need to know how to look things up in a thesaurus. Do they not need to know how to address an envelope or know where to put a stamp and how to put it in the right spot? Ask a 15-year-old to prepare an envelope sometime. You'll be shocked. The other side says, listen, they know how to change a photo caption on a digital photo and send it to a friend. They can add the smiley face without the colon and parentheses. They never took typing, but they can type faster than a lot of you. I watch my kids with a single finger. I took typing lessons as a kid. I'm a touch typer. I watch them with their little fingers. Whoa, it's amazing. Of course, they don't have to grow crops, shoot deer, prime a pump, or milk a cow. None of us have to do that, and yet we get by. Is this the last gasp of the analog era as we move once and for all into the digital age? In 10 years, there won't be any ice cube trays. Every refrigerator will have a push-button ice machine. Our job as we get old is that as a healthy society, it's healthy only if it has some degree of tension between older and younger generations. It's up to older people to remind teenagers the world didn't begin on your 13th birthday, and it's good for kids to resent that and to argue back. We want to criticize and provoke them. It's not healthy for the older generation to say, kids are kids, they'll grow up. They won't grow up unless you do your job knocking down their hubris. I found, I don't know. My attitude towards that has to do more with my growing older and not recognizing the world is changing. I like to pride myself in being able to do a lot of the little things, mechanical things. I like to be able to fix things myself. I live someplace where I can't just run off to a convenience store to solve all my problems. And I see a lot of kids that are helpless. A light bulb flummoxes them. And yet, as technology gets better, they won't have to do those things. But the other question is, will they be sophisticated enough in something that they can, you know, make a living? In other words, adding a caption to a photo, something everybody can do who's online, but I don't think there's a job out there for that. So it confuses me. I don't know the answer to the question, are we raising nincompoops or not? You tell me. If you have any comments, you know, give us a call. All right, let's talk to Warren. How you doing, Warren? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, we're good. Big fan of your show.
Thank you, sir.
I've been taking medication for high blood pressure for about 40 years, and I use marijuana once or twice a month to help me get to sleep. And I'm wondering if there's positive or negative effects.
Well, it's a good question. You know, it's funny. The things that most people use marijuana for are not on the mainstream in terms of when people say medical marijuana, which is for cancer patients and HIV, stimulating appetite, reducing nausea, etc. But in the future, we're going to find, and we know this by survey, that most people use marijuana for what you're talking about, for sleep, for appetite, for even sex, for a whole bunch of things. So we're going to learn a lot when the government loosens up a little and allows us to do real research here. As far as blood pressure, it's a little confusing. It depends on the dose, administration, your posture. Marijuana can produce a temporary increase in blood pressure right after you use it. But if you use it chronically, it can decrease blood pressure. It also, when you're lying down, it seems to increase pressure, but when you stand up, it seems to decrease pressure. A lot of people get a little woozy and faint if they stand up, you know, too quickly. and it does increase the heart rate a little bit. And some people use it for high blood pressure because they claim it reduces stress in their life, and it isn't. Reduces anxiety in some people. Some people, it can increase anxiety. So it's very, very confusing. I would say, if you're being honest with me about your usage in terms of, you know, a couple times a month, I can't imagine that would have any effect. And getting a good night's sleep is also important because people that don't sleep very well get higher blood pressure. So the specific answer to your question is I don't think it would have an effect. We have noticed a slight increase in heart rate, but the same would happen watching an exciting television show or getting exercise, and that doesn't seem to harm anybody. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, the phone number, 1-800-548-8255.
I've always loved the stock market. My father was an investment banker and taught me the importance of investing early on. I used to manage my own money, but this year I felt I needed someone to turn to, someone who was more in touch with what was going on. So after speaking with a few brokers, I ended up choosing First Republic Securities, an easy decision. It was something about the way my broker approached my portfolio. He praised what I managed to do on my own, but also gave me thoughtful insight about where I could be headed. His approach was objective, and he made it clear that he wanted me to be comfortable with every decision, which frankly made it very easy to trust him. Truth is, First Republic Securities has gone above and beyond.
First Republic Private Wealth Management. Unbiased perspective. Responsible advice. Client-friendly service. At First Republic, it's a privilege to serve you. Investments in First Republic Securities are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and are subject to investment risks, including the possible loss of principal. Member FINRA and SIPC.
With over 30 years of collaboration, the St. Mary's Spine Center has maintained their reputation as San Francisco's premier spine center. Their surgeons are experts in non-surgical treatments and pioneers in disc replacement and less invasive surgical approaches. Their physicians have treated thousands of patients from San Francisco and around the globe and are noted for the invention of the X-Stop implant for the treatment of spinal stenosis. They work hard to first treat their patients without surgery, as non-operative therapies are the backbone of care. The Spine Center at St. Mary's Medical Center is located at Fulton and Schrader near the Stanyan entrance to Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. To schedule your first comprehensive evaluation, call the St. Mary's Spine Center at 415-750-5849 or visit stmarysmedicalcenter.org/spine. That's 415-750-5849. Or stmarysmedicalcenter.org/spine.
Every day is a great day to save at Safeway. With our amazing club card specials and everyday low prices, you can save all over the store. And right now, you'll find great prices down every aisle with your club card. Like 20-ounce sizes of Foster Farms lean ground turkey for $2.49 each. 80% lean ground beef is $1.49 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Crimson seedless grapes are 87 cents a pound. Selected 12 packs of Coca-Cola 12-ounce cans are buy two, get two of equal or lesser value free. 30 packs of Coors or Bud cans or 18 packs of Heineken or Corona bottles are $16.99 each, plus ERV in California, limit two. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and here's your chance to help. Just look for the pink ribbon price tags, because when you buy $30 worth of participating items, $5 will be donated to breast cancer charities. With great quality and thousands of everyday low prices, you can save all over the store and help out a great cause at the same time. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Adrian in Centralia, Washington. How you doing, Adrian?
Dr. Dean, how are you doing today?
Fine, sir.
Okay, my question is twofold. One, I'd like to know how I can personally find out what the pH of my skin is. Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, there's ways of doing that. But why do you want to know that?
Well, I have a theory that If my pH gets too low, then my health goes down. If I'm getting too acidic, And then I can change my diet accordingly, eat vegetables that would raise pH.
Now, I got it. I'm glad I asked the question about that, because I'm not sure your skin pH will give you that answer. You can measure the pH of your blood. You know, Adrian, is guarded so closely. You know, if it goes more, like 7, what's it supposed to be, 7.14? 7.3, I can't even remember now. But it's down to the hundredths of a pH point. And it varies a little. That's it. You're finished. And your body has a many, many buffering mechanisms. So if you eat a lot of you think of the acid your stomach produces. Think about all that hydrochloric acid. So eating acid foods isn't going to make that difference at all. And your body buffers it, will not allow it into the bloodstream. And if it does change, it can have, like you suggested, profound implications. If your pH goes up or down, you'll start breathing more differently, your carbon dioxide changes, all kinds of horrible things can happen. And that usually happens with kidney disease and other profound changes. On the other side, your skin pH may not reflect what's going on in your blood. And to do it accurately enough, actually you could. And I was going to say, go take some strips, go to a pool supply house, put a dipstick in to get the pH of your pool water. The range is too great there. That wouldn't be helpful. But you can go to a lab supply house and buy dipsticks that are a little more accurate. You could look at your urine, but that is not going to be very accurate because that's buffered very carefully. So the way it's done is a doctor takes your blood and can measure pH, but it isn't done routinely because it isn't that important unless we suspect something else is going on. So we can we'll leave it at that. All right, John in Santa Cruz, how you doing, John? Welcome to the program.
Gene.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, you were asking the question if we thought that people were becoming nincompoops with technology and so forth.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, and particularly with the music, and since, technology has gotten so good where, especially pertaining to the hip-hop genre of music, basically a lot of this music can be made right from a simple computer at home. And these are songs that are being played on the radios, and there really is no artistical merit anymore as far as music making. And it kind of breaks my heart because, I want to hear music that awes me, inspires me, and I can hear and feel the passion. It's so dumbed down, and I think the kids have no idea of music that was going on in the past and the heart and soul of the actual process of making a song with actual instruments.
Oh boy, you focus down on a particular thing, John, and unfortunately, I think a lot of people probably agree with you, and I do to a significant degree. I do bemoan a lot of these things. I bemoan the loss of people reading. I bemoan the loss of what I think is good music, and I know what it takes to, learn to really play an instrument. And you see these programs that exist today. That just as you said, allow a kid, push a button and you got yourself a beat, come up with some lyrics and you're a rock star. It ain't the same. And I used to say to myself, and I'm a great lover, don't get me wrong here, I was raised on classical music as a kid, but I'm a great lover of rock and roll, and I went through the 60s and I loved it, and I love that music. And I do admire to a certain degree the evolution of rap and that kind of music only because it's different. I think so much music that I listen to, in terms of regular music where people sing and play with instruments, so much of it sounds like music of the 60s and 70s. I'm not sure how much progress we've made, but at least hip hop and rap are different, have a different sound, at least moving it forward, which is okay. And yet the simplicity of it, some people would say, well, it is about the beat and beat is really important. And I do understand that. And yet I'm with you. And it's so hard in the arts to predict the future. People said that about Van Gogh and about modern art and all through the arts, people have condemned the future and the present in the place of the past. And so I'm trying to reserve judgment, but I do agree. I see kids who play, Rock Band, and they think they're playing an instrument. And I guess it induces you into participating into the making of music, but it's not the same as playing the music, but there are kids who get confused. And is that the bigger issue here? Is the digital world synthetic experience? Will we not want to travel anymore because you can go online and see anything? Do we not want to go to a library or learn any kind of a subject because you can look up, you know, facts and factoids real quickly? But that isn't the depth, I think, that brings joy to it all. And that's, to me, it isn't so much for your job. You know, you want to be a physician, you got to learn something. But to me, an education and knowing about things in general and with a little bit of depth is about making life a more joyous experience. So you're just not sit hanging over your cell phone or your computer screen the rest of your life. That the world is such a fascinating and interesting place, but you can't know that until you experience it. And you're not going to experience it online. And I'm not going to experience it digitally. It requires the real deal. That's why I love travel so much. Why, if I could, you know, I could get your kids out of town, I'd do it. You know, one of the things I'll slip in a plug here, this school that I'm on the board of, one of the things that they do is they take kids and they take them around the world to teach them because they find that kids just need to have the rug pulled out from under them before they understand there's more to the world than just, you know, 2 inches beyond their nose. So, yes, and I tend to agree with you. What can I say? We sound like a couple old curmudgeons here, but nevertheless, the school is nawaacademy.org, N-A-W-A, N-A-W-A Academy, to the two A's stuck together there, .org. And they also have a campus, and they teach different learners, kids who just don't learn the same way, and they deal with this whole thing that we're talking about here. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Paid for by Yes on 20, No on 27, Hold Politicians Accountable, with major funding by Charles T. Munger, Jr. and Charlotte A. Lowell.
Honey,
mm-hmm.
Have you seen the voter guide?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, good. There's a lot of propositions to study.
Oh, yeah, but I think there's one simple choice.
Oh, and that would be?
Yes on Prop 20.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes on 20 empowers the voter-approved Citizens Redistricting Commission so that the commission also draws district lines for Congress.
Ah, so the commission draws fair districts for Congress, and the politicians will finally have to compete for our votes.
Right. Without 20, the politicians will still draw districts so their friends in Congress are virtually guaranteed re-election. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not doing their jobs.
So Yes on 20 gives power to the voters, not the politicians.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that is a simple choice.
It's simple. Proposition 20 holds politicians accountable and makes it easier to vote them out of office if they're not doing their jobs. Vote Yes on 20.
The Home Depot has Filtreat Red Micro Allergen Air Filters for just $9.97. This new lower price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. In fact, a fresh filter every 3 months helps your heating system last longer and could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Filtreat filters, now $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Would helium make opera sound less formal and stuffy?
Qua la parrucca, presto la barba.
Tutto mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donna ragazzi, vecchia fanciulla, qua la sanguigna presso biglietto.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. To get a free rate quote, visit geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you're like most companies, you're probably asking your employees to do more than ever before. But in today's tough economy, how do you boost morale without breaking the budget? Ask Comerica. Introducing the Comerica Office Perks Program. We're helping our customers reward their employees with office-wide perks. If you have a Comerica business account, your employees can earn $100 when they open a new Comerica checking account and meet other requirements. Plus, the company earns a $50 bonus for each employee who signs up. That can really add up to a nice pool of money for a company party, the coffee fund, or simply additional bonuses. If you're not a Comerica Business Deposit customer yet, just open any new business deposit account, like Comerica Business Checking, for example. Make a $5,000 deposit, and we'll add $200 more to your office pool. For complete program rules, stop by a Comerica Banking Center or visit comerica.com/office perks. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Ortiz. How you doing? Welcome to the program. Ortiz? Ortiz, go. Nope. Okay. Let's talk to Gustavo in Puerto Rico. How you doing, Gustavo?
Hello, doctors. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had LASIK surgery back in 2003, and I developed chronic dry eye as a result. And I've been reading on.
Did you develop it back then, right after it happened, or when did you get the dry eye?
Well, I feel I've had it ever since I got the surgery. It's been almost 7 years now.
Has a doctor measured your tears? You take a little piece of paper and you stick it in your eye and you measure how far down the paper the water goes. Have they done that yet?
Yes, they did that, and it seems that my problem is not related to tear production, but to the oil in my tears.
Very interesting. Very, very. that's pretty sophisticated, and that is very reasonable. So are they giving you different drops and stuff like that?
No. All I'm using is over-the-counter tears, artificial tears. But I was wondering because, you know, it seems that this has happened to a lot of people, and I cannot understand how this could not be predicted. And I was also wondering, will it ever go away?
Well, it's hard to predict. And first of all, dry eyes and what you're having happens to a lot of people, probably most people, as they get older. So it's very, very common. So the question is it related to the LASIK? There's nothing in the LASIK procedure that should do it. The LASIK procedure indeed can create, you know, make your eyes feel dry initially. And there are different states to dry eyes. And this is what you're talking about. For instance, there are people who the problem is their eyes are dry, but the eyes tear too much because there's a difference between the wetness that keeps your eye moist and protected versus the tears that form when you get something in your eye. And the oil layer thing is kind of interesting because tears are very complicated. It's not just water. There's a little layer of oil that kind of keeps the tears from evaporating. Some people don't blink enough. Some people keep their eyes like too wide. They look at a computer too much. Sometimes air pollution can make it worse, and dust and dryness in the climate. It goes on and on and on. So I guess what I would say to you is I would want to see you start from scratch and talk to a doctor about there are some wonderful new products on the market that can help with dry eyes that go beyond just artificial tears. And that's what I would push the doctor for, to see if they can help you. And I've seen people go all the way even to wearing goggles. So they can help you, depending how bad the problem is. So talk to them. That's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
Highly skilled cardiologists make Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute one of the predominant referral centers for AFib treatment. Sequoia has performed more than 1,200 AFib ablations, has one of the best cure rates, and is among the highest volume AFib ablation centers on the West Coast. We're easy to reach on the San Francisco Peninsula, so please learn more at sequoiahearts.com. That's sequoiahearts.com.
Good morning, honey.
Hey, could you scratcherize my coffee, please?
Scratch your what?
You know, scratcherize. As in give me more, like the new California Lottery Scratchers. They now have over $50 million more in prizes every month.
$50 million more in prizes?
Yes.
Wow. And more is definitely better.
That's right.
You know, our anniversary is coming up. But you should think about scratcherizing my gift.
Whoa.
Oh, no, I love this. I'm going to come up with a whole scratcherized list.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play. For details, visit calottery.com.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to the first 10 callers who respond to this radio ad right now by calling 888-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will shoot photos of your existing home and design your dream exterior oasis complete with digital renderings absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This summer, make your home look like a vacation home with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing and finance options ever. Remember, this incredible free design offer is only available to the first 10 callers, so call right now. 888-